I'd brought my human mother back to the monster town of Wyrmwood, and Zabel, as both the town figurehead and as my friend, was still upset about that. Ash had reported that her nightly events were no longer happening hourly. This morning, Zabel had suddenly announced that she wanted to host a big feast for the household. I was glad that she wanted to bury the hatchet, so to speak. I invited Valentina, too. We gathered around the dinner table to eat.
Thank you for making dinner, Zabel. I love the brains pot pie.
You are very welcome, Georgie. Well, I called everyone here tonight because we have something important to discuss.
It's finally time to give me a studio space.
There are too many humans in Wyrmwood.
My brains almost went down the wrong pipe. I was shocked to see Hanako nodding in agreement.
There's only two of us.
Too many.
Why is two too many?
You and Ash are the first humans to come to Wyrmwood in 200 years.
It's a 200% increase.
I see. That does seem like a lot.
Of twos, yeah.
Zabel, I already explained that I couldn't leave Mom alone in Sweet Gum.
Georgie, we've already had this argument. Miss Romero, it's nothing personal.
So what? Maybe it's time for things to change.
Valentina, why are you even here?
Because Georgie invited me.
We're, you know, doing the dating thing.
We're not putting a label on anything yet.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And I want to help.
Because you helped cause this mess?
I was alive when humans knew about monsters. Almost half of the monster population used to be humans anyway. We can all just coexist again.
Sure, we can sing kumbaya and braid each other's hair and, take turns eating each other's flesh.
Guys, come on! Humans aren't all that bad. Humans. Wait, what time is it?
I don't know, 8:30?
I have a phone call with Jamie and Elliot at 9. They needed me to fill them in on more details for the podcast.
I see you have your priorities straight, as usual.
Sweetheart, do you really want them doing a podcast about all of this?
It's the least I can do. It's a thank you for their help. I promised them I'd talk to them tonight. I'm just giving them some info for their podcast.
How about we let Georgie make her phone call while we finish dinner? Yeah? Can someone pass me the salad?
Zabel, are you okay with this?
Fine. As long as they keep their sources anonymous.
They will.
And I'm coming with.
Of course.
I've never helped solve a murder before. This is just so interesting.
Maybe don't call it interesting when you're dating the murder victim.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it, boo. I was relieved to escape the tension of the table. But I knew the conversation about humans in Wyrmwood wasn't over yet. We sat down for a video call with Jamie and Elliot in the study on the computer that Ash had insisted on having. So Claire and Tony are at the top of the list, right? I'd say we start with either one of them.
I say Claire. Tony's an idiot who would have been caught immediately.
Not necessarily. Remember the case of the dum-dum killer?
Was he called that because he was a stupid murderer?
No, because he killed people with his dum-dum lollipops.
But he was also not very smart.
Let's grill Claire for some answers. And maybe we can find something to narrow down.
I thought you were just giving them info for their podcast.
Zabel! Let me explain.
I forbid you to go to Sweet Gum. It's too dangerous.
But you're not the boss of her.
I am the town figurehead. I am the boss of everyone in Wyrmwood.
She deserves to find out what happened to her. I'm taking her to town to finally get to the bottom of this.
You will do no such thing.
You will do no such thing.
Don't make fun of me.
Don't make fun of me.
Stop it!
Stop it!
Valentina, please stop. Zabel.
Valentina stepped forward and grabbed my hands. I had turned to talk to Zabel, but now could only see Valentina.
I stand by what I said. I'll take you to this human town and we'll handle all of this once and for all. We're not gonna let some sicko get away with your murder.
You don't even know if you were murdered. Why can't you just accept your undead life like all the other zombies?
Because I'm not like the other zombies! You have no idea what it's like to be the only zombie who wonders what they lost. Look, I'm sorry I went behind your back before. I promise to never hide anything from you ever again.
but I can't stop looking for answers.
I have heard that a million times before.
And I mean it. Every time.
Don't worry, Georgie. I'm there to support you.
Zabel glared hexes at Valentina.
And so will I. Like I've been all along.
Zabel, please listen. Wait, what did you say?
I'm going too.
Hey, guys, I'd suggest investigating Claire today. The King Umbrella Appreciation Party is being held at the King Estate. It'll be wide open for people to walk in.
Umbrella Appreciation Party?
The Kings own an umbrella manufacturing company.
Very, very nice umbrellas.
It's open to the public. Most of the town comes to check out the King Mansion.
And so much free food.
Well, I guess we're heading to an umbrella appreciation party? Something I could not have foreseen this morning. Valentina and I, along with Hanako, Ash, and Zabel, were on our way. I didn't know what I expected the mansion to look like, but it was far tackier than anything I could have imagined. Everything was white gold or inlaid with marble, and it all gleamed with an unnatural spotlessness. There was a lot of umbrella-themed decor. Portions of the room were roped off, and servants kept guests in line. It was clear we weren't supposed to touch anything. All right, gang! Let's split up and search for clues.
Anybody else feel like this is an episode of Scooby-Doo? Rut-row, am I right?
Ash, you will have to explain that reference to me later.
Valentina and I will take the west wing.
Zabel and I can take the east wing.
You want to go with me?
Someone has to keep an eye on you.
What about Hanako?
Unless any of you meatbags have learned to phase through walls, I think I'll work better alone. Ugh. Can we make another ghost friend or something?
Hanako passed through the ceiling, disappearing from sight. I would find out later that she was on a hunt for Claire's room. Hanako, typically level-headed, couldn't control herself when it came to...
Claire King.
Ah! Oh my god! How did you get in here?
The door was open.
Oh, that makes sense.
I have some personal things to discuss with you.
Meanwhile, in the East Wing, Ash and Zabel were a little distracted.
Suddenly, Valentina comes along and I'm yesterday's garbage.
That's not true. And that's a lot of umbrellas.
What kind of magic does Valentina have anyway? Some enchanted cupcakes? I bet they're made from a mix. Can she even ride a broomstick? Can she do any incantations? Nope. I can do magic with words.
You could use a bit more practice, though.
Oh, yeah? Watch this.
Zabel?
Double.
Wait, no, that's the evil one.
Evil version?
Twice as nice, repeat their traits. Umbrellas duplicate. That's not what that should sound like.
Why is it supposed to sound like something?
Back in Claire's room.
You can't just accuse my grandmother of murder, you psycho. Who would she have even killed?
A classmate of hers. A young Japanese girl.
And why would she do that?
Because she was evil and probably racist.
She was not racist. My grandmother gave to the ACLU all the time. Daddy, I'm a little busy right now.
You still call your dad Daddy? What the?
An army of umbrellas invaded the room. They hopped in a single file line before launching into attack mode.
Ow! My arm! One of those things bit me!
As Claire raced around the room, trying to avoid more attacks from the newly sentient umbrellas, Hanako closed her eyes and focused. The umbrellas fell to the ground. One by one. After every umbrella had fallen, Hanako opened her eyes. They gave off an eerie glow.
What's wrong with your eyes? What's going on?
Don't worry, everyone. I am here to... Oh, you took care of them.
Yeah, I did. I sucked their ill-gotten souls from them.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I figured.
I don't feel very good.
What happened to her?
One of those things bit her. What did you even do?
I'll explain later. Ash, help us get Claire out of here.
Where are we taking her?
We have to take her back to Wormwood.
What happened to too many humans in Wormwood?
She was bitten, Hanako.
Is something wrong? Am I dying?
Oh no, not dying.
Oh, thank goodness.
But you will probably turn into an umbrella monster. Monster bites are tricky.
What?
Don't worry about a thing, dear. I'll take care of you.
And she passed out.
Ooh. Humans do that a worrying amount.
Valentina and I hadn't had any luck exploring the rest of the West Wing. After Zabel and the others found us, we headed back to Wormwood with Claire in tow. I was not happy with the news, but we couldn't just let her turn into an umbrella monster. At Hawthorne Manor, Zabel and Hanako whisked Claire away to the study for an intensive potion regimen. Claire recovered, eventually.
Good news! You're totally cured! You won't become an umbrella.
Thanks, I guess? But I guess you did this to me, so you suck. I take my thank you back.
You know what? Fair.
Zabel, can you, leave us alone for a second?
So if everyone here is, like, a monster, what are you?
A ghost. I'm the girl your grandmother murdered.
That can't be right. You're so wrong.
Claire, I remember how I died. I was there. She killed me in a bathroom. I have had to deal with existing as a bathroom ghost for almost 70 years.
Oh my God.
I was so scared. She came in, and the next thing I knew, I think she hit my head against the toilet. I didn't even get to go out with dignity. And then she left. Left me there to die alone.
She did it on purpose?
Yeah. She did.
Why would she?
She didn't think Japanese people had any business being in Sweet Gum.
Why would she care if...
It was just after World War II, Claire. As far as she was concerned, we were all evil and anti-American.
I don't know what to say.
Well, if you need any ideas from back then, you could mock me, laugh in my face, make jokes about missing the bus to the internment camps.
I don't want to do any of that. Okay, whatever. I don't like you, but I'm not, like, a monster. Wait, that's probably offensive. I don't dislike you because your background or where you are from. And I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Don't try to make excuses for... What did you say?
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
You're sorry?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what to say, you know? It's all so messed up and my head hurts.
You can't just say you're sorry. That's not fair. I've been carrying this for decades, almost a century. But I'm just supposed to be okay with you saying I'm sorry?
What else am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Just shut up.
Don't tell me. Sorry. Should I, like, go home?
No. I want you to just stop talking. This isn't how this is supposed to go.
Should we, like, talk again later?
Why?
I don't know. I don't understand this apology stuff. Usually Daddy throws money at people and the problem goes away, but isn't this how it goes?
I gotta go. Ash will take you home or something.
While Hanako and Claire talked, I was confronting Zabel in the living room.
What happened back at the party, Zabel?
One of my spells went wrong.
Oh, Zabel, it's okay. We all know that ever since your mom died, you haven't had anyone to teach you magic.
Valentina, stay out of this.
Why were you casting a spell?
I wanted to prove I'm not a loser.
Why do you think you're a loser? And how would casting an evil umbrella spell disprove that?
It wasn't supposed to be an evil umbrella spell.
Maybe you shouldn't do a spell that you aren't sure about.
Well, I am sorry. Sorry I'm not a better witch. Sorry I can't compete with Valentina.
Valentina? Tina? Zabel, wait, let's talk about this.
I'm going to bed. I don't have the broomsticks for this.
I didn't follow. She needed her space. If I only knew what to say to her. Zabel was my first real friend. Talking to her was the only way to fix things, but somehow, each time we talked, things just got worse. Why did me getting closer to Valentina mean that other people were moving further away? Why was everything so hard?
This has been Georgie Romero is Done For, written and directed by Kat Walker-Shea, with additional writing by Sox Whitmore. Produced by Kat Walker-Shea, Sox Whitmore, and Rachel Greenberg. Sound designed by Nathan Coffin. Music composed by Evan Johnson. Featuring the voices of Sox Whitmore as Georgie, Kat Walker-Shea as Zabel, Jade Robinson as Hanako, Caleb Feetsam as Ash, Veronica Dash as Valentina. Casper Oliver as Jamie, Magneto Morgan as Elliot, Catherine Means as Barbara, Becca Learman as Claire. Thank you for tuning in to Georgie Romero is Done For. We hope you enjoyed our show and that you share it with your friends and family. Be sure to tune in for our next episode. Remember to take care of yourselves and each other.